I'm Susan Young. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the Pacifica National Board regular session teleconference meeting, Thursday, June 20th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will our secretary, Julie Hewitt, please take the roll?
You bet. Irene Adams?
Present.
Thank you, Irene. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Kaja Brown?
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Donna Carter?
Present.
Thank you, Donna. Paul DiRienzo?
Present.
Thank you, Paul. Jim Dingaman?
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Fred Dodsworth?
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan's on her way.
I'm here if you can hear me.
Thank you, Jan.
I'll be phoning in independently in a second.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Heather Gray.
Oh, I forgot Heather.
I'll keep going. Avalia Jones?
I'm here.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier?
Present.
Thank you, Zach. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. Serene Roberts? I'll keep going. Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Thank you, Minerva. Richard Uzel?
Present.
Thank you, Richard. Harvey Wasserman?
Here.
Thank you, Harvey. Egberto Willis? All right, let me just cycle.
And Susan Young?
Oh, I'm sorry, and Susan Young. Thank you, Susan. Let me do the other folks and then I'll cycle back through. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz, although I don't think we expect him till later. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Thank you, Aki. Okay, let me go back through the other people. Heather Gray? All right. Serene Roberts? And Egberto Willis. Oh, Serene. That was you, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Got you marked as present. And Egberto Willis.
And there's Jan just arrived.
Yep. Okay. That's Jan Goodman, right?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jan. Gotcha. We have 20 present. Madam Chair, so we have quorum.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we have completed many of the preliminary items. Report out from the executive session of May 30th and June 6th meetings. May 30th, the PMB met in closed session to hear about the conclusion of a confidential legal matter, to discuss a confidential settlement agreement, and to hear that the Rideau et al. V. Pacifica Foundation case has been dismissed without prejudice. June 6th, the PMB met in closed session to hear a report from the ED about confidential personnel matters. The PMB met in closed session to hear a report from the ED about confidential personnel matters. The general counsel also gave a confidential legal report. Excused absences. We have not had any requests for excused absences. Kaja noted that he would have to leave, possibly before the meeting is over. Identify timekeepers. Timekeepers for individuals.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Fred.
Unless somebody else wants to.
Speakers and timekeepers for topics. Thank you, Irene.
You're welcome.
Okay, wonderful.
You just missed us other times. Oh, the topics is on the agenda. Never mind.
Yep. Okay, and a reminder that our next meeting, as of now, is scheduled for July 11th, 2024, because we will not meet on July 4th. Agenda approval for the open portion of the meeting. 5 minutes. Approve open session minutes of May 30 and June 6th. 5 minutes. Motion from Zach Colvier on meeting disruptions. See appendix 15 minutes. Committee reports, 15 minutes. Audit committee, 3 minutes. Coordinating committee, 3 minutes. Finance committee, 3 minutes. Governance committee, 3 minutes. Personnel committee, 3 minutes. Strategic planning committee, 3 minutes. Affiliates and AOA report, 5 minutes. Old business, see appendix, 30 minutes. Motion from Jen Dingman on programming committee. Motion from Jen Dingman on strategic planning committee. Motion from Jen Dingman on technology task force. Motion from Serene Roberts on executive sessions. Motion from Serene Roberts on accurate records. Motion from Jim Dingman on independent investigation of state of the archives. Motion from Serene Roberts on audit committee. Motion from Serene Roberts on director's access. Motion from Serene Roberts on meeting rosters. Motion from Paul Di Rienzo on Gaza. Motion from Serene Roberts to stand up the elections committee and convert it to a standing committee. Motion from Serene Roberts regarding subcarrier income. New business is, if any, is in the appendix, 5 minutes. Approve and then go to a closed session at a time no later than 9:30 p.m. There are two hands up. First of all, is there a motion?
So moved.
Richard, is there a second?
Minerva seconds.
Thank you. Hands up. Serene?
Sure, thanks. I see that the draft agenda has a proposal to end the open session at 9:30. I would like to amend that to 10:15. There are things on the agenda that have been dragging on. And I also want to make a motion. I sent a notice in last night about the election timeline. We have 10 days and a lot of problems with the website.
And so Serene, please make one motion about an amendment at a time, and let's get a second. So your first motion to amend is to change the time for executive session to be what was it? Did you say 10:15 rather than 9:30? Is there a second?
Vanessa seconds.
Vanessa seconds. Okay, you've already spoken to it, Serene. Is there an objection?
I object.
Okay, so we need to take a vote. Several object. Madam Secretary, may I ask you to take the roll? You vote yes if you wish to support Serene's amendment to change the time for executive session to start from 9:30, change it to 10:15.
Madam Chair?
No, if you want to stay with 9:30.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I speak to my objection?
Can we just go to the vote? So, okay, if those who wish to speak for and against, Serene, you want to speak for?
Thanks. So we have the election deadline in terms of the nomination and the record date coming up on June 30th.
Apologize, Serene. That's not the amendment that is being talked about right now. That's
Susan, I'm explaining why I think it's. Susan, you gave me the floor. Let me speak.
No, I gave you the floor to discuss changing the time from 9:30 to 10:15.
And I'm explaining why I think we need that time in open session.
Okay.
There are errors. One was just corrected on Monday in terms of informing the listeners about what the true record date is in terms of the periods they had to have made their contribution within. That was erroneous until, what, at the 8th, after I don't know how many emails, that she finally corrected it. So people were misled. They were misinformed. And they need extra time. We need to discuss this. We don't have an elections committee. Folks have nowhere to turn but to the PNB at this point. So let's open the time to have the discussion.
Fred?
Yeah, the reason I don't want to extend the time is this is what we go through every time. Every time we have a meeting, there's long-winded discussions about who's offending who and who's pushing who to do things in the wrong way and who's not doing things the right way. And it drags on and on and on. And my time is too valuable for me to waste on these trivial, unimportant issues. We have a time certain. We have a certain amount of work to do. And if people would just address that work, we wouldn't need to extend time. And I will vote against extending time every time.
Okay, so now take the vote. If you vote yes, you're voting on the simple matter of changing the time from 9:30 to 10:15. Serene's other motion about adding something to the agenda has not as yet been addressed. If you're voting yes, it is to change the time to 10:15. If you're voting no, it's to leave it at 9:30.
All right. Here we go. Irene Adams?
Pass.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen?
We couldn't hear you, Teresa.
Allen says no.
Allen's a no. Kaja Brown?
No.
Kaja's a no. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRienzo?
Yeah, nobody's time is worth more than Pacific is, so I vote yes.
Paul's a yes. Jim Dingaman?
Absolutely yes.
Jim's a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
Adamantly, unequivocally, because my time is important.
Please, no comment. Fred?
Then make sure that everybody's treated the same. I was not treated the same.
So you're absolutely right. Both Paul and Fred, no comments, just
and
vote.
And Jim.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Jan's a pass. Heather Gray didn't join us yet. Avalia Jones?
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach's a no. Darlene Pagano? I'll keep going. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes.
Darlene's a no.
Darlene's a no. Gotcha. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzel?
No.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Let me go back. Irene Adams, you passed.
And I abstain.
Irene abstains. Jan Goodman, you passed.
No.
Jan votes no. We don't have Heather or Egberto, right? Okay. Madam Chair, the yeses were 7 and the noes were 11. So the motion fails.
The motion fails so that we will still have a time certain 9:30. Serene, you had another motion to amend the agenda.
Yes, thanks. Last night I sent a notice that I was going to send the motion. Then this afternoon I actually sent the motion detailing with screenshots the situation with the election website and the erroneous information that was there up until the 17th. So I would like us to address that motion because, as I said, we are the only resource that...
Would you please read the motion, Serene?
Oh,
so
Julie,
know what
can you
we're
read
voting
it?
On?
It'll take me to get it. Take me a minute. Well,
okay.
What's the motion to the agenda, though?
I want to say it's time on this subject.
And the secretary was asking what was the motion. I thought it was a motion to amend the agenda, so.
It is a motion to amend the agenda.
Well, it's
to add,
it's a motion to add this to the agenda. Okay, I have it if you don't have it.
You're supposed to type it.
So please read it to me. Please, okay, I do not have it. Please read it.
The PMB thanks the National Election Supervisor for completing her corrections to the membership eligibility portion of the elections website for the screenshots below, namely correcting the listener cash qualifying date on June 8th from the original that she had there, July 1st, 2022 to June 2023, corrected to read July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024, and correcting the paid staff criteria by June 17th from being on payroll on June 30th, 2023 to being on payroll to by June 30th, 2024. And the board urges the NES to push out and promote on the air and by email the date for qualifying to vote and for filing to run in the delegates' elections until July 15th, 2024. And to adjust the timeline as necessary. And further, the board requests that the inclusion as full members, all listeners who contributed $25 or 3 hours work or who received waivers since July 1st, 2023, because they meet the original bylaw standard. And then there's screenshots from June 8th and, then June 10th, I think, is when she made some of the other corrections, and then on June 17th.
If there's no objection, add it to new business.
Well, Madam Chair, I think we need to make sure we get to it tonight, and with more than 100 minutes worth of stuff
I'm sorry, Serene, but you lost that vote. Add it to new business. If there's no objection,
No. The previous vote was about changing the end time of the open session.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
This vote is to place the motion immediately after all the procedural things so that we can ensure we get to it tonight because this is the last meeting before the 30th, which is the deadline.
Okay, so if you vote yes, you are voting to place that motion or topic as the next subject to be taken up. If you vote no, it will not be on the agenda. So, Julie, please take the vote.
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. I got you the second. Okay.
Jan Goodman, a point of order.
What's your point of order, Jan?
It seems to me that there's two different things going on here. One of them is whether it should be on the agenda in new business in the regular order, and the other is if it should be at the beginning, which would not be the regular order, but it would still be considered. And what I think I heard you say is that is like saying either it won't be on the agenda at all or it will be. And
so Jan, let me interrupt you there. I suggested it go on new business and Serene said no, it needed to be early in the agenda. So that's what we're voting on. Yes, it's early in the agenda. No, it's not on the agenda.
No, that was your interpretation. You interpreted what I was asking.
It seems to me it was on the agenda,
high up on the agenda. You're the person who decided it's either
point
in your
order.
Business or not at all.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Are we discussing this issue or are we voting on it? And if we're discussing it, I would like to speak.
Point of order. Who was that?
It was Jan Goodman
because the chair did not address
my point of order. It seemed to me that the order should be either it was under new business or at the top of the agenda. and I didn't understand why you interpreted the issue as being under at the top of the agenda or not at all. I think that it should, the choice, it seems that from what was proposed that the two choices would be new business or at the top of the agenda. Thank you.
Point of information.
What's your question?
Could the chair consider that the choice should be yes or no, should be regular new business or how do you do that? Is a one or a two? That's two different votes. Yes. I take it back. I just explained it to myself.
Hold on a minute. Julie, the secretary has a suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, in some sense, the easier way to deal with this is to think of Serene as having made two motions about amending the agenda here. And the first one is to add this item to the agenda under new business. Let me finish. And that there's an amendment that you vote on first that says, no, not new business, put it up, you know, higher on the agenda. And then that motion to amend the amendment passes or fails. And then you vote on the full motion to amend either as amended or not as amended. Right. And so then that way you go through all the possibilities. Either it's first or high up. If that fails, then does it stay on the agenda in new business? And then if that's positive, then it stays. If that's negative, then it's not on the agenda.
So does that adequately address Serene and Jan's objections? So the order then, as I understand Julie suggested, is we vote first on placing Serene's motion to be item number, let's see, item number, I think it's item number three or four. It would be right after minutes. Is that correct, Serene? So we vote on yes or no on that. If it's yes, then it goes on the agenda there. If it is no, then it is taken up as a motion to add to new business.
I have a question.
Sure.
I just want to know how much time would that motion take? Because if the request to extend the meeting 45 minutes is way too much time for this particular motion. I think that we need to consider how much time this would take as a person that might be impacted by this motion. I think one is important, but I want to know why does it need 45 minutes and not less time?
Okay. So we did not extend the time.
Right.
So that it basically would take up the rest of, it would take up a lot of the agenda.
I'm sorry, may I answer the member's question since I made the motion?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, so the extension of the open session wasn't based exclusively on this item. I think this item is pretty straightforward. There are errors made, people relied on those errors, and we need to correct it and give them time. The extension, the greater extension that I asked for was for all the other things, like the programming committee, the audit committee, you know, all that stuff that we've been dragging around for months. You got it?
Okay, I'm clear.
Thanks.
May we proceed to a vote?
Sorry, so... Yes, if you vote yes, we add this item at the as item number four. And if no, then we go back and look at whether it's in new business.
All right. Irene Adams?
I'm sorry, pass.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen?
Allen says no.
Allen's a no. Kaja Brown?
Abstain.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
Pass.
Donna passes. Paul DiRienzo? Keep going. Jim Dingaman?
Yes.
Jim's a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman? Let me keep going. Avalia Jones?
It's not clear, but no.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach's a no. Darlene Pagano?
Pass.
Darlene's passing. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reeson?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
John's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzel?
No.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Let me go back up. Irene Adams, you passed?
Yes.
Irene's a yes. Donna Carter, you passed?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRienzo? I'm going to mute Jan Goodman for some, she did it herself. Paul DiRienzo? And let me keep going. Jan Goodman?
Jan's muted.
Let me keep going. Darlene Pagano, you passed?
No.
Darlene's a no. All right. Let me try one more time. Paul DiRienzo?
Yes. I think
Paul's
it's working.
Yes.
Now, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Jan, no.
So Paul was a yes and Jan Goodman is a no. All right.
Donna Carter.
I have Donna Carter recorded as a yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. The yeses are 8 and the noes are 10. So the motion fails. So that was adding it as, that was moving it up, you know, high on the agenda. And so the next item would be, is it on the agenda under new business?
So, a vote, let's take the vote on, well, first of all, is there any objection to putting this in new, this item in new business?
Yes.
I apologize. Who said yes? Was that Fred?
No, it was not me.
Oh, Richard. Okay. So, let's then go ahead with a vote, which is yes, it gets put in new business. No, it does not get put in new business.
Point of information. Here I go again. Sorry. If a member proposes a motion, don't we just take it? And therefore, in this case, since it didn't get top priority, it goes into new business? Do we have to vote on it?
Change the answer.
No.
Beg pardon, Julie?
Well, so it's not, okay, so I didn't get it before I sent the agenda out, right? So okay. I didn't add it under new business.
Okay.
Right. So it's not on the agenda unless we voted onto the agenda. Sorry.
My point of information is answered. Thank you.
I'm so glad that Julie knows. Ron, did you have a question?
Yes. According to this motion, because it's election related, there is some deadlines that are very, very important. And I just, if we don't address these issues, tonight, the point of reckoning is what, June 30th? And it's already June 20th. So, my question is, can we really afford not to correct this, so that we can have a viable election?
I'm sorry that we didn't see it in advance. It's not clear that there is agreement about whether what corrections are needed. I see a lot of hands. I think Jim and Donna have had them up for a while. Fred and then Minerva.
Yeah, it's my understanding that we have a national election supervisor, that we do not control a national election supervisor, that we have no authority over the national election supervisor. And this is an issue, once again, for the national election supervisor rather than the PNB. I really, really dislike and oppose this micromanaging of issues. I've actually been aware of Renee's responses, and overwhelmingly she's responding to people who don't really understand how anything works. And I have a lot of sympathy for Renee, which I didn't expect to have. But this is not in our bailiwick. This is not in our wheelhouse. This is not our business.
So you were recommending voting against adding it to the agenda. Minerva?
Okay, and I'm along the same lines as Fred, but I would say that it does not hurt for the PNB to send something to the National Election Supervisor recommending that she consider this, but not that we vote on it and take it up, but letting her know that we're alerting her that we've been advised of this.
Sounds like a good option to me. Myla, then Vanessa.
I'd like to call the question.
Okay, so are we ready to vote? If you vote yes, the motion goes on new business. If you vote no, it is not added to the agenda. Madam Secretary, will you please...
Point of information.
Yes?
Is there to be no discussion on that... move to call the question. There's no debate on that.
It's not
okay. Debate. Yeah, thank you very much, Ron. You're absolutely right. Is there objection to calling the question?
I don't believe it's debatable.
Not debatable. The call the question was.
But it requires.
That's not requires true. 2/3.
Thank you. Yeah, Julie.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, but. In the chair, by seeking to find out if there are any objections to calling the question, right, then we figure out, are we going to go to a vote or, I'm sorry, on calling the question, or do we go straight to a vote on the matter? So you could save a little bit of time if there were no objections to calling the question.
I object.
Okay. So First vote is on calling the question, and I believe it takes a 2/3. So, if vote yes to calling the question, that means we would vote on the matter now. No, and we continue debate.
All right. Irene Adams.
Did anyone make a motion to extend the time of the agenda approval? Because that has not been done.
No, you're absolutely right. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes. Sorry, I got a bug.
Okay, Irene Adams. So now we're voting on calling the question. Irene Adams?
I pass.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes. Let's vote.
Teresa's a yes. Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Kaja says yes. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna says yes. Paul DiRienzo?
I'll pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingaman?
No.
Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldbeer?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Bronza, no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla's a yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts?
No.
Serene's a no. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Harvey's a yes. Let me go back up. Irene, you passed?
No.
Irene's a no. Paul DiRienzo, you passed?
No.
Paul's a no. No. And we don't have Heather or Egberto yet. Madam Chair, the yeses are 12 and the noes are 7. Which is not a two-thirds.
It's not a two-thirds, and my vote wouldn't make it a two-thirds, right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay, fails. Okay. So, more discussion.
Point of information. Do I time this now at 90 seconds and 60 seconds?
Good. Yeah. Question. We've already been around once. Yeah, for people's first time commenting, it's 90. For their second time commenting, it's 60.
And then everybody is the first time at this point.
And also, by the way, we've only extended for 5 minutes. And if we, when we hit the end of the 5 minutes, that means only those on the stack can talk. All right. Who is still speaking to the question?
I was after Myla.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So I'm supporting Serene's motion. I think Ron has stated it well. Serene has stated it well in terms of the need for the P&D to make a statement about this issue. We can't tell the NES what to do, but the people who are seeking to be candidates do need some guidance. And I object to the statement that the only people whose questions are being asked are those who don't understand. Last year's election was a mess. The election supervisor made some really bad decisions, like saying there's a deadline and then people meeting the deadline and then her not honoring the deadline because she wasn't able to get to the information herself. That was her personal issue, which then got extended to the candidates. I think there's an absolute need for the PNB to weigh in on this.
Who's up next? Was it Serene? Darlene? Serene, did you have
hand is a new hand.
Sorry. Okay, sorry, Myla. Then Serene, then Darlene, then Teresa. Jim, I thought it was a legacy hand.
No, it wasn't. And also I had motions to make, which obviously are going to get thwarted, but I do want to speak to this issue.
Please speak to this issue. When you have motions to make, we'll get to those. Speak to the issue, please.
Well, the issue is quite simple. We already have a problem where the bylaws that currently exist are being basically ignored, tried to maneuver around. And the issue of the election, au contraire, that's the most fundamental reform that was made. So to have attention dealt with the elections is indeed part of the fiduciary responsibilities of the PNB. Because we've been sued in the past when that has not been handled properly. And so I do object to some characterizing it as frivolous. It's not frivolous. It's to make sure that the election process is as good as it can be and without any taint. And so I do think it should be extended, and it's not like we don't interfere with that, because we are indeed interfering with the basic rights of the listener members and staff members in the various propositions that have been put forth in the past 2 weeks.
Serene?
So the the decision, the determination about who gets to vote and who gets to run is step one of any process. Errors were made. Errors were not corrected. People suffered from relying on that information. It is our responsibility to make sure the information is corrected and people are alerted that there's been a correction. Otherwise, we should stop pretending that we have a democratic organization. I'm done.
Okay, Darlene?
Time on the subject, just to let you know.
Thank you. I'm looking
at... So hang on, let me just say that we are exhausting the stack. We've exhausted the time, so we're exhausting the stack.
All right. The motion says the board requests the board, all of the verbs are urges and requests. So, I think it's a bad move to present to the NES, well, the board says, when she knows very, very well, we have no say, but, we could send her a separate note saying, please, refer Renee to the verbs urge and, those verbs. So I would say, let it pass. It's hectoring, as those motions often are, and let it go and, just have that kind of relationship with the NES.
So, Darlene, are you speaking in favor of putting it on the agenda? You're not speaking in favor. It's not timely to speak to whether you're recommending approving the motion. It's about where it'll be on the agenda.
I'm saying let's put it through the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa?
I'm opposed to putting it on the agenda, but I would not be opposed to the secretary saying, I will be happy to call this to the attention of the NES. Thank you.
Myla?
Yeah, I'd like to echo what Fred said earlier. And, I think that I too have had my criticisms of Renee, but I don't think that there's anything that precludes any board member or a group of board members from writing to the NES and making suggestions. She has been very responsive. And I don't think that this is something that necessary. And this was not sent to the secretary in a timely manner. And we haven't really had a chance to review it. And I thought it was a rather poorly worded, confusing motion. It didn't really even sound like a motion with screenshots and all kinds of stuff. So I just think that anyone who wants to communicate with Renee should do so. And I don't think it should be on the agenda.
Let me remind everybody that we are exhausting the stack. The last person on the stack is Paul.
Hi. So I agree with Serene, and it's a question of legitimacy. I mean, we have a board that can't even get 2/3 of the vote up. And people are going to have a feeling that maybe this election wasn't that legitimate if they're making basic decisions that affect all decisions, and they can't even get 2/3 of the vote. So I think it's very important that we protect the legitimacy of the election process and not have people get this wild ideas in their heads that it's rigged. That's it.
Okay, so now we're ready to
hold on. I had a comment. I had my hand up.
No, Jim. Jim, we exhausted the stack, and you already spoke. Jim, you're
really?
Out.
Other people spoke
you're out.
Twice.
Jim,
some people.
No,
spoke
Jim.
Twice,
we,
Madam Chair,
the policy that we have adopted is that when the item is at the end of time, we exhaust the stack for those who haven't spoken yet. And you came around. You spoke.
No,
after
I had my hand up for 20 minutes. You ignored it.
Point of information.
Hold on, please.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Point of information. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, Jim Dingman, Serene Roberts, Darlene Pagano, Teresa Allen, Myla Reason, and Paul DiRenzo have all spoken on this issue.
Thank you for sharing that information. Jim, you're out of order.
All right. I make for the public stream.
Jim, you're out of order. Yeah. Teresa, I'm recognizing Teresa's point of order.
Point of order. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. DiRenzo is being obstructive and is arguing and speaking over.
I'm sorry, Jim Dingman.
This is ridiculous. We are a body where people
know the rule.
That's silly. We okay, are.
That's what I mean. I move well, you we said that. That's what I mean.
We were debating and arguing. This is
that's what I mean with you people.
Not 1984.
All right, so I am going to ask that.
That's what Paul, I mean with you people.
That Paul and Jim be put in the waiting room until we come back around to vote.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so let's take a vote. Let's take a vote on putting them in the waiting room.
No, Madam Chair, it is out of
what purpose?
This is anti-democratic
not,
what
no,
are you,
it is
a,
not.
A fascist?
It is maintaining.
Are you a fascist? No, you're a fascist.
Where's your authority?
You're a fascist.
To come
all
into
right,
the
so,
you're a fascist. You're running this place like a fascist.
Okay, so, exactly. Paul, I am calling you out of order for-
Well, no, you disparage me.
That are
and then, you don't
not
like it?
Appropriate
no,
in
you're
this
one-sided.
Meeting.
This is ridiculous. It's fascist. It's fascist.
Unbelievable.
So, you'll never change that. You'll never change that. It'll go for you forever.
Madam Chair.
Zach, please, with your comments.
Madam.
Let me ask us this. We need to get to Zach's motion, which deals with this very matter. Let's take the vote on whether Serene's motion goes to
when people disagree, you crush them. You crush them. Like a fascist, like Mussolini.
Okay, so all I have to say is let's keep a recording of this, and I'm going to ask that, that Paul DiRenzo be censured. Okay, so go ahead and take the vote.
For what?
Okay, so we're vote just so everyone's clear. What we're voting on now is
I get because you're a fascist. I get censured.
Excuse me. We're voting on Serene's motion
to
amend the agenda to add Serene's item under new business. I'm going through the rule.
This is a member's item. This is a member item.
Little fascist.
Oh! Irene Adams?
I pass.
Keep doing it.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen?
If I understand correctly, to vote yes is to say it does not go on the agenda, correct?
No, voting yes means to, because Serene's motion to amend the agenda is to add the item under new business.
I say no.
Okay, so Teresa's a no. Kaja Brown?
Abstain.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
Yeah.
Donna's a yes. Paul DiRenzo?
He's muted.
I'll keep going. Jim Dingman?
Yep.
Jim's a yes. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Won't get to it anyway, but yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman? I'll keep going. Azalea Jones?
I pass.
Azalea passes. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach's a no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene's a no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzel?
No.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey's a no. Let me go back up to the top. Irene Adams, you passed?
Yes.
Irene's a yes. Paul DiRienzo?
Anything that's against you. No.
Paul's a no.
Anything that's against you.
I have you recorded as a no, because that's what you just said. Jan Goodman. I'm not hearing from Jan. Avelia Jones, you passed.
Abstain. Jan Goodman, abstain.
Jan abstains.
Did we hear from Avelia?
Abstain.
No, I did not hear from Avelia. I'm sorry. Avelia?
I'm confused now. Jeez. Which one puts it on the board, on the agenda?
If you vote yes, it puts it on the agenda under new business.
Okay, no.
Avelia votes no. And I don't have anybody passing anymore. Okay, so I have the yeses are 7 and the noes are 10. So the motion fails.
So are there, were there other motions to amend the agenda?
Yes, there were.
Okay, Jim, speak up.
I want to have a discussion as to where does the power of the chair exist to call an executive session for a local station board.
That is an appropriate agenda item to take up an executive session.
And, why not? It should be discussed openly. I disagree.
Well, so we're good. I've been advised by counsel. We all need to be advised by counsel. And Arthur isn't here at this time. We will take it up when he says it's appropriate to do so.
All right. I have another motion.
I second Jim's motion, and I'd like to speak to it. This is Serene.
All right. There's Jim's motion is to place an agenda item on this agenda about the chair's letter to the WBAI LSB to meet on June 26th. And Serena seconded that motion.
And would like to speak to it.
First, Jim gets to speak to it. I guess Jim already did.
Of course.
Well, I would like to further reinforce it.
Okay. So then Jim speaks to it, and then Serene speaks to it. Thank you.
All right. First of all, I think it's an excessive display of interpreting what a committee or subcommittee of the PNB is by actually calling an executive session for a local LSB. It is in line, of course, with certain other propositions that have been put forth in the past 2 weeks. So it certainly doesn't surprise me. I should add that that particular date chosen collides with a local committee finance committee in New York, where we're going to have Mr. Henley come and talk about where he's at in terms of the very difficult financial situation that WBI Radio is in right now. So there's a conflict there, but I do think it's an excessive extension of authority by the chair, but in line, of course, with all these propositions, which essentially intend to centralize power and concentrate it in the hands of a few. Thank you.
Serene?
So not only am I muted, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, good. I can hear you.
Thanks. Not only am I unaware of any authority in the bylaws for someone who's not a part of the LSB directing the LSB to have a meeting at a specified date and time with no consultation whatsoever, but there was an actual opportunity to speak to the LSB. I don't know who arranged that last week. And I think this is a massive game of what they call cover your ass. And I think a decision about why the meeting should possibly happen is absolutely an open session. You don't have to discuss all the details, but the authority that you claim in sending that, quote, memorandum that was your other missive, I'm sorry. I'd like to see the support, and that should be discussed publicly. There's nothing secret about that.
Susan appears
to be on
the phone.
How does one call orders
of the day? Unmute.
Darlene's called the orders of the day.
Thank you. Apologies. I'm consulting with the general counsel who said that needs to, all that needs to be discussed in executive session. Arthur, if you can join
us. You should get on the phone and say to the public why the PNB chair gets to set a meeting for the LSB.
Point of order.
That's governance. That's not a secret.
Point of order.
Yes, Myla.
My point of order is that members need to be recognized to the by the chair prior to speaking.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yes, the LSBs are committees of the national board. I have been advised by the general counsel that as such, we have the authority to instruct them to meet about a matter that is important and which they have declined to address. This gives them the opportunity to do that. Darlene?
I had asked for orders of the day. We are past 9:30 out there in New York.
So we basically are at the deadline for going into executive session.
And we have not yet finished the agenda.
Sorry, who spoke, or Ron?
Just a quick question.
Sure.
You just stated that the BAILSB declined to address the issues that you that are to be discussed in this executive session. Is that a correct statement?
The executive director and the general counsel all met with the WBAI board last week and asked that they consider a matter, and they declined. So we are asking them to meet in order to consider that matter. So I am going to accept a motion. I'm going to accept a motion to go into executive session.
This is Myla, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, let's take a vote. Are there objections to going into executive session now?
Yes, I object.
Okay, then let's take a vote, and I'm going to get the general counsel on so that he can join us for the executive session. Madam Secretary, would you be kind to take the vote? If you're voting yes, we go into executive session now. If you vote no, we will continue the discussion about the agenda.
All right. Irene Adams.
Yes.
Irene's a yes. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen's a yes. Katja Brown.
A yes, a no, or what?
Yes is to go into executive session. No is to keep talking.
Yes.
Katja's a yes. Next is Donna Carter.
No.
Donna's a no. Paul DiRienzo.
No, of course.
Paul's a no. Jim Dingaman.
Absolutely not.
Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth.
Yes, to go into executive session.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman. I'll keep going. Avalia Jones.
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier.
Absolutely yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Jan Goodman is a yes.
Jan Goodman is a yes. And Darlene Pagano is a yes. Ron Pinchback.
Oh.
Ron's a no. Myla Reason.
Reason votes yes.
Reason's a yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Sean's a no. Shireen Roberts. I'll keep going. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman. All right, let me swing back through. Serene Roberts?
I said yes, by the way.
Someone muted me for some reason. My response was no.
Can Serene's
you tell
a
me
no.
Who muted me and under what authority?
It wasn't me. I'm sorry. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. All right, I've been through everybody. The yeses are 12 and the noes are 7.
We will go into executive session. We will discontinue open session at 9:37. We will take a 5-minute break for people to be able to come onto the executive session and for us to go off the stream. Thank you. See you all in a few.